Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning are two folks to talk about A Night on Broadway. I have John Stein and Shannon Hoagland. Good morning.
Holly. Hello.
Third annual Night on Broadway.
I know.
A tradition.
It is.
Almost. It's now an established tradition, yes.
How fun. And this is an event that's sponsored by the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and it benefits the Sitka Community Theater. So, John, you're representing Arts Council?
The Arts Council this morning, yes.
Shannon, representing theater?
That's right. And we're also both involved in the show.
Right. And Shannon's a producer. She's the brains behind this project.
And John's one of the featured performers.
You are very generous to one another this morning. Shannon, tell us, what is A Night on Broadway?
Night on Broadway is an evening of song, Broadway song, which, as you know, is far-reaching. It's anything from what you would consider a standard to modern shows. We're going to have someone perform something from Phantom, but most of it is kind of classic Broadway stuff. And it's done either, you can sing a cappella, you can sing with a pianist or a guitar, you know, whatever you want. And we also have a million karaoke arrangements to choose from if that's what you want to do. But it's not like you are supposed to get up and spontaneously sing. We've invited performers who are supposed to be practicing with their chosen accompanist. And, you know, so they're ready to perform. It should be like a real performance. And I think the original idea we had was to get people up there who you didn't think of as singers, like you didn't know this was their secret life, and I guess
right.
Our
like me,
like John Stein.
John, why has Broadway spoken to your soul?
Well, you know, you hum those tunes from Music Man and Brigadoon and The Seven Brides for Seven Brothers in the shower, and you think you know something, and people get to hear you do that in public, which in some cases is a little scary, but everybody has a great time with these things, and we urge people to come on down Friday night because it's a lot of fun. It's a nice, compact program, and you get to see a lot of talent.
And you're performing this year?
That's the plan.
Are you able to reveal what song you might sing?
Well, I've been on this circuit, and conferring with Shannon, I get shifted a little bit. So we were looking at, I was looking at On the Street Where You Live from My Fair Lady, which
it
was sort of
song.
In the range, very nice. But then the music available on recording wasn't so hot, so then we went to 76 Trombones, and then maybe... I forget what
you're
the last
a grand
one.
Old flag.
You're
from
a grand
Yankee
old
Doodle
flag.
Handy.
So
wow.
I think you're sort of focusing maybe now on the grand old flag thing, and there might be some accoutrements in the audience to wave while we go through that. And I sort of thought maybe a brief sing along might be sort of a kick.
It's yeah, it's song. Unavoidable. There will be, when I look out at the audience as the performers are performing, and yeah, you'll see people singing along. They can't help themselves. They're such fun songs to sing, and they're songs from people's childhood, and they remember seeing the movie or the show on Broadway. Everyone's got stories about it.
So it's fun. Everyone gets to
sort
of participate.
It is fun, and the show is fairly short, and then people kind of hang out and chit-chat.
And it includes people hanging out. There'll be $30, but it includes wine and hors d'oeuvres, so it's a supper. Sort of a supper thing at the Westmark.
And it's right after work. You just, hop on down to the Westmark. It would be nice if you bought tickets in advance so we know how many people to expect. But you can also show up at the door and kind of see what the story is.
And it's been very popular in the past, so it does get crowded.
It does get crowded. That's the idea. I mean, one year it was kind of a cabaret atmosphere, like where people were like, I watched a recording and it was like there were as many people talking as there were listening to the show. And last year, because of the setup we had, it was more of a performance night. So we'll see what happens. We're doing yet another, same venue, but different room, different setup. And we're hoping this will work best of all.
And this year, Shannon has snagged some spotlights, so...
Maybe. Yes, I don't know. Maybe. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, we have spotlights. The Arts
Council
has spotlights.
Oh, yes. I have not talked to Jeff. Yes, the Arts Council does have spotlights. So still working out the technical details.
So it's always evolving, getting a little bit better. Are you able to reveal some of the performers, or is that
sure.
a secret?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I would say the the new one of our new performers is Jay Sweeney, our own finance director from the City and Borough of Sitka, and he will sing a tune from Guys and Dolls. And as far as I know, he's all pumped and ready to go. It's a song he knows very well, so he will have a karaoke arrangement to fall back on if he needs it. And yeah, I think he's really excited about performing. He's a good and eager performer.
Excellent. Any old favorites?
And then, of course, we have our own Holly Keene will be performing.
Oh, supposed to be a
secret. Am I supposed to? Is no secret. Ed Ronco, our local celebrity Ed Ronco. Christine Pate, John Stein, of course. We have the Payloffs. They're three-time performers. Stephanie Ass, the high school drama teacher. And then maybe some young people. I know Donovan Grulet is going to sing something from Sweeney Todd, and that should be beautiful.
That's a big roster.
Yeah. No, we have 10 performers.
These are all 3-minute songs too, right?
I mean, we're looking at a half hour show kind of stretched into an hour.
Oh, is it a problem that I picked the disco version of mine? I think one 6 minutes.
That will be great. But yeah. I wouldn't let John sing the jazz version of, Dean Martin version of I'm Getting Married in the Morning. You know, it was just too awful.
I don't think, not that John's awful, but that arrangement.
No, that arrangement, we would have all been lost.
So this is a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser for Sitka Community Theater, which is a project of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. And we're raising money for our spring show. And auditions are tonight for the spring show, and that's called... I know we have everything kind of packed into this week because...
That's okay.
The show is going to be the end of March. We're going to have three, maybe four guest directors for All in the Timing, 6 one-act comedies by David Ives. And these are all stories, all plays, short plays, 10 to, I would say, 20 minutes, about timing. They're very carefully timed plays. They are a trip and fun to listen to. I've seen one of them performed by Sitka High Drama called Philip Glass Buys a Loaf of Bread.
Oh, my.
And it is an awesome piece. I think Ryan Apathy might have been in in that show that was performed at State a couple years back. Yes, as a fan of Sitka High Drama Program, I remember things like that. I'm familiar with the work slightly. And then we read one last night, Ed and I did. And yeah, they're all very funny.
And what's the age range of actors and actresses that you need?
We always say all ages, but these are not really small children play. This isn't The Hobbit or anything. There's curse words that we might edit out. And I would say high school and up would be ideal.
And auditions are being held where?
Tonight at 7 at the Rasmussen Center, and tomorrow at 7 at the Rasmussen Center.
So, and how should people prepare?
People just need to show up. That's it. Show up on time. That always looks good to a director, I think.
It does. That's part of the audition.
Yeah, it is. It is. When you walk in without telling the director ahead of time you're going to be late, I think it doesn't present very well. But anyway, if you can't make it on time, just show up when you can. You can come both nights. You can come one night. It doesn't matter. And they'll have audition sheets for you, and you fill out your schedule. Let's say you can't practice on Mondays. You would provide all that information. So we try to work around the performers' schedules so as many people as possible are able to participate.
And John, you represent the Sitka Arts Council, and you're big proponents of community theater. Why is it so important for us to see live performance?
Well, one thing, it gets us out to socialize. It certainly brings people out of their homes to participate. So there's a great advantage to having people on stage. It's a great experience if anybody is thinking about doing it. It's a lot of fun. You know, it might look at it as a challenge, but after 3 or 4 weeks, it's just terrific. So it's a great thing. And for the audiences, it's fun to see your siblings, parents, neighbors up there on stage, and to hear the live audience and be part of the applause. And it's great.
I think it's probably something that's been missing for a long time here. There's not a lot of opportunities for adults to perform. We've just recently gotten a very lively live music scene, which is, I think one of the prides of Sitka. And theater has been a missing component. We've had the odd melodrama, which is really fun. But this is, you know, one thing I guess the fine arts camp is a great proponent of is, you know, art for all ages. And I think the Greater Sitka Arts Council is kind of fulfilling part of that role by allowing adults to continue to express themselves artistically and to perform. And I think that's another reason it's important, not just the social aspect.
So Friday, February 8th, 68 p.m., Westmark Hotel. Tickets available at?
Old Harbor Books.
Are they available at the door?
They might not be.
You better get your tickets if you want to see John Stein sing. Maybe there'll be an audience vote of what you get to sing.
Right. Throw nickels.
And yeah, there will be a sing-along. Julia Smith is organizing one. So.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, John Stein and Shannon Hoagland, talking about A Night on Broadway. Thanks for joining me.